Governor Andrew Cuomo announced that the land and waters of the Essex Chain of Lakes Tract in the Central Adirondacks, obtained by the state from the Nature Conservancy, had opened. The land will be managed under an interim plan pending final classification by the Department of Environmental Conservation. Adirondack Wild Friends of the Forest Preserve partner Dan Plumley says for the time being, access is non-motorized.
We're delighted that the lands are available. Of course, we're cautious and we're urging that the state, through the DEC, keep close track of those sensitive resources.
Plumley, who supports a wilderness classification, adds that the primary issue now is monitoring for overuse.
You know, it's kind of a test run to see the interest in the area, and I think it's going to be significant because it's gotten a lot of press. It's a new area that hasn't been opened up to the public for over a century, and it's quite enigmatic wilderness. It's quite special. It's a beautiful area to paddle. It's important to keep a watchful eye on it.
The lands were obtained from Finch Prine by the Nature Conservancy and then sold to New York State in 2012. Adirondack Nature Conservancy Executive Director Mike Carr agrees that pending classification of the lands, they must be carefully monitored.
The Essex Chain of Lakes is a very special place, a series of ponds mostly connected by water or very short carries. So it's somewhat delicate. So we'll just need to be very careful about overuse and careful management of access.
Carr describes the opening as the beginning of forever wild in the Essex Chain of Lakes area. He says he's not concerned that opening the lands prior to final classification will impact the process.
I think DEC has done a nice job of balancing the public's rights with the need to get through the classification process. The connected series of ponds is very special. The other thing, it includes spectacular frontage on the Cedar River, really, truly wild, as well as 12 miles of the Upper Hudson River from Newcomb South to the junction of the Indian. Really very, very exciting recreational opportunities on both the Hudson Rivers and the Cedar River. And frankly, I think some great hunting opportunities this fall as members of the public get out and begin to experience the place.
Opening the lands should be a boon for the towns and hamlets in the Central Adirondacks, according to Town of Newcomb Supervisor George Cannon. He says the economy of five Adirondack towns depend on the final classification of the lands.
It remains to be seen what the economic benefit of this is going to be. If the classification becomes wilderness, the discussion of recreational opportunities is probably over in terms of economic benefits. If it's classified wild forest, which is what we're all hoping for, obviously, then when we get to the unit management planning process, the details of that will be worked out. So the first game plan is to get it classified as wild forest, and the second one will be the unit management process. If it goes wilderness, the ball game's over.
Recreational activities allowed on the newly opened lands include hiking, cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, hunting, and trapping, and fishing and paddling on the Essex Chain Lakes and other waters on the tract. Calls to the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation and the Adirondack Park Agency were not returned in time for this broadcast. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.